Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. It's Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
We're the only two on right now.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you both?
Doing good.
Good.
Okay. You both know where the handout is?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we will start with the L'shem Yehud, and we'll start with the Tikkun Rachel in Hebrew. I believe somebody else just came on, so I just want to make sure you know where the handout is.
Thank you.
L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bid Hilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Layakta l'shem yud hei bavav hei b'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kanane aleinu ma'asei adenu kananeho. La'ashum la'avelei tziyon la'teit lechem pe'er tachat efer. We skip the blue section because this day there are tzaddikim who have chosen to leave, and it isn't necessary to do the vidui because we're not doing tachanun today. Psalm 137, the consciousness while we read this is to feel the lack of the temple in our lives. Al Naharot Bavel Sham Yashvenu Gam Bakinu Bizachrenu Etzion Al Aravim Batoka Talinu Kino Rotenu Ki Sham Sheelunu Shovenu Divre Shir Vitol Alenu Simcha shiru lanu mishir tzion Ech nashir et shir Adonai Yohei Wahei Al admat nekyar Im yeshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach yemini Tidbach lishoni Lechi ki imlo eskireki imlo aale et Yerushalayim al rosh simchati zechor Adonai Yohei Wahei livne Adom et yom Yerushalayim haomrim aru aru Ad ha-yesod bat bavel hishduda ashrei she-shalem lach et gemulech she-namalt lanu ashrei she-yochez v'nipet et olalaich el hasala. Now for Psalm 79, and we need to change our consciousness to feel the lack of the tzaddikim who have left the world. Mizmor le'asaf Elohim ba'u goyim b'nachalatecha timu et hekal gad shecha samu et Yerushalayim la'ayim le'iyim nadnu et nivlat avadecha makal le'ov hashamayim besar hasidecha b'chaito aretz shafku damam kamayim sevivot Yerushalayim ve'ech kover chayinu cherpa lishkeinenu la'an v'keles lisvivotenu adma Adonai Yohewahe tena lanetzach tivar kimoesh inatecha shoch shofk chamatcha el hagoyim asher lo yedaucha v'al mamlachot asher b'shimcha lo karau ki akal et Yaakov et Navahu hashamu al tiskar lanu avonot rishonim maher yakadmunu rachamecha kidalonu meod azrenu Elohei Yishenu Al Devar Kivod Shemecha V'Hatzilenu V'Kaper Al Hatotenu L'Man Shemecha Lama Yomru Hagoyim Haye Eloheichem Yivada Bagoyim Le'enenu nikmat dam avadecha Hashapuch tavo lefanecha En katasir kigodel zeroacha Poter b'nei temuta v'hashev lishkenenu Shivatayim el chekam, herpatam asher herpucha, Adonai ve'anachnu, amcha v'tzon. Maritecha nodelecha, le'olam ledor vador, nisaper tehilatecha. And now we're going to read 17 verses of the 22 verses of chapter 5 of Lamentations. Zechor Adonai Yohewahe Mehaya lanu habita ure et herpatenu nachalatenu nehafka Lazarim batenu lenachrim yatomim hayinu ve'einav imotenu kealmanot meimenu bekesef shatinu etzenu bimchir b'yavo al tzavarenu Nirdafnu yeganu velo hugach hugnach lanu Metzrayim natanu yad Ashur lisboa lachem avotenu katu v'einam Va'anachnu avonoten hem, savalnu avadim, mashlu banu porek, ein miyadam, benashenu, navio lachmenu, mifne cherev, hamidbar orenu, kitanur nikbaru, mifne zalachot, rav nashim betzion, inu betulot, bare yehuda, sarim bayadam, nitlu pene zakenim, lo nehadaru, bahurim tichon, nasau unarim, ba'etz kashalu zakenim, misha'ar shavatu, bahudrim, min ginatam, shavat, mishosh libenu, nehepach le'evel, mecholenu nafla, ateret roshenu, O nalanu ki hatanu, alze haya, David libenu, al ele hashku, enenu al hartzion, shesa shamem, shualim, ilku bo, ata donayo hewahe, Leolam teshev, kisacha ledor vador, lama lanetzach, tishkachenu tazvenu, leorech yamim hashivenu, Adonai ohewahe, elecha venashuva, kadesh ado, Yameinu kekedem ki maos meastanu katzavta aleinu ad meod hashivenu Adonai ohewahe elecha v'nashuva kadesh yameinu kedem Kekedem Kabet Mishamaim Ure Mizvu Kadshecha Vetifartecha Aye Kinatcha Ugburotecha Chamon Mecha Verachamecha Elai Hitapaku Ki ata avinu, ki Avraham lo yada'anu, v'Yisrael lo yakiranu. Ata Adonai ohewahe, avinu goalenu, me'olam shemecha, lama tatenu. Adonai ohewahe, Midrachecha, takshiach, libenu miyiratcha, shuv lama'an avadecha, shivtenach valatecha, lemitzar yarshu, am kadshecha tzarenu, bosu mikdashecha, Ve'ata Adonai Yohewahe Avinu Ata Anachnu Chachomer Ve'ata Yotzrenu Umase Yade Yadcha Kulanu Al Tiktof Adonai Yohewahe Ad meod bi'ala ad tizkor avon hein habet nach amcha gulanu are kachecha hayu midbar tzion midbar hayata Yerushalayim shema ma beit karshenu betifartenu Asher chilucha avotenu hayalish refat esh vekol macha madenu hayala charba ha'al ele itapak adonayo hewahe techeshe utanenu ad meod chate Elohim Elohai, az necha ushma pekach, ein necha ure shimon ein teinu. Behayir asher nikra, shimcha alecha, ki lo al tzidkotenu, anachnu mapilim. Tachanunenu lifanecha, ki al rachamecha harabim Adonai shema Adonai selacha Adonai hakshiva vasei al tiachar lemancha Elohai. Kishimcha nigra al yircha v'al amecha. And now for the verses of comfort. Tidnari me'afar kumi shvi Yerushalayim itpasi mosre tavarech shviya Bat Zion al chomotayich Yerushalayim tihif kati shomrim kol hayom v'kol halayla tamid lo yechesu shu chamas bikirim et Adonai ohei wahei Al dami lachem v'al titnu dami lo ad yekonen v'al yashim sim et Yerushalayim tehila ba'aretz nishba Adonai ohei wahei v'imino u'mizroa Uzo imat etain etna de ganech od ma'akal leovayich ve'im yishtu b'nei nekhar te roshech asher yegat bo ki ma'aspav yochluhu Behilelu et Adonai ohei wahei kabetzav yishtuhu bechatzrot kadshi atatakum terachem dion kiet lechen na kiva moed kiratzu avadecha Et avanecha ve'et afara yechonenu bonei Yerushalayim Adonai ohei wahei nidche Yisrael yekanes. Now we're going to read some, but not all, of the English translation. Tikkun 1, Rachel 137, Psalm 137. We have a connection to feel the lack of the temple. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. Now, to give you some history, because I think as we do the English translation, it would be good to give you some history to understand this whole idea. Ezekiel has a vision of the chariot of Hashem. His prophecy is outside of the land of Israel. And up until that time, the first temple gets destroyed. The Jewish people from the two tribes of Yehuda and Benjamin are sent into exile into Babylon. And there is a belief that there cannot be prophecy outside of the land of Israel. And all of a sudden, Ezekiel receives this prophecy, seeing the third temple. And this verse is referring to that, but it's not saying it directly. It's hinting at it. Why do we remember Zion? Well, you have to first ask, what is Zion? And I think we've discussed it briefly, but Zion is the middle point between the spiritual world and the physical world. Zion is where all the spiritual energy flows through. And Zion exists above Jerusalem on the physical world. So the energy that flows through Zion goes through first to Jerusalem. Why would we weep when we remember Zion? Because we weep because we recognize what we lost. We accept our responsibility for what we have lost. This is the understanding of we lost the temple. Well, it's now 2,500 years since we've lost the first temple, which is what this is referring to, but it's also 2,000 years since we've lost the second temple. What is the issue here? How can we remember what we didn't experience in this lifetime? What does the loss of the temple represent? Why would we cry? These questions, these contemplative questions, is what is required of us to truly feel the lack of the temple. The temple is the house of God. But God is everywhere. So what does it mean that he has a house? What does it mean that we've created a space in our hearts for God? As one of the verses in the Torah teaches us. The second verse of Psalm 137. Upon the willows in the midst thereof we hanged up our hearts, our harps. Willow is one of the four species. We waved the etrog and the lulav in Sukkot. Why do we do that? Included in those two, etrog, lulav, we have myrtle and we have willows. Upon the willows we hanged up our harps. In the temple, only the Levites would play harps. In the temple, the Levites played harps to raise our spirits from the depression and the guilt that we would feel bringing a sin sacrifice or a guilt sacrifice. The Levites would sing an appropriate song to elevate our feelings, our consciousness, out of this depressed state. We hung up the harps on the willows. Well, it's speaking about the Goyim, the Babylonians. They asked the Levites to sing because they had heard stories of how beautiful the sounds of the Levites singing in the temple were. We've lost that. We feel that lack. And the Levites said, how can we sing? We can only sing in the temple. It's not the same. Today in our modern world, we have nigunim, which is what the Ashkenazis referred to as wordless tunes. They hum, they sing, they do la la la, ya ya ya, different simple phrases that are really referring to the names of God. And we sing those on Shabbat. We sing them anytime to elevate our souls. Well, what is the difference between that and rock and roll? Between that and classical music? Between that and this modern new age, which isn't really new age, harmonics, where you hear the sounds of certain frequencies of sound? The third verse. For there they that led us captive asked of us words of song, and our tormentors asked of us mirth. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. And I'd mentioned this briefly in the first two verses, but this is where the Babylonians said to the Levites, go ahead and sing. But we've hung up those harps. We can't do a song. And this is what the Levites said. And the Babylonians threatened them. What are we supposed to do? And this is where we will leave off for today. Does anyone have any questions? So you've learned everything in those first three verses on what is the lack of the temple. Shalom to all. Our classes this afternoon and evening, we have a class at 4:30 West Coast time. It's a mini Zohar class. We're going to be starting the third section of Noach. And we have a 7 o'clock class where we will continue our reading of the book about the third temple. Tomorrow, Tuesday at 1:30, all times are West Coast times, we will again do Tikkun Rachel. And perhaps we'll pick up the English translations where we've left off today. Tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday afternoon at 4:30, we will continue our mini Zohar. And at 7 o'clock, we will continue the teachings about the third temple. Please keep in mind that we have a Rosh Chodesh event coming up early next week. I believe it's next Sunday night or Monday night, I forget. I'll make sure I know for tomorrow. The all-night study for Joseph HaTzadik would take place normally Thursday night, but as I've indicated, that's not easy for me to do, so I remind you that it is good to connect to Joseph HaTzadik Thursday night. And the way to connect to Joseph HaTzadik is to go to the Torah, starting with the Parasha of Vayeshev in the book of Genesis. And then after Vayeshev, you have Miketz. And then after Miketz, you have Vayishlach. And after Vayishlach, you have Vayechi. Those four parashiyot deal with the energy of Joseph HaTzadik, who is a chariot, a channel for Yesod. And Yesod is the funnel that brings down all of the energy from the spiritual level. Zion is that center point of Yesod. It brings all the energy down and shares it with Malchut. But it also takes all of the prayers, all of the desires, all of the requests.
Are we disconnected?
Nah, he never came back on.
He's probably at the end, but let's see if he comes back on.
I was kind of waiting. I thought maybe he realized his fault at all.
I return just to say that we were really completed. I'm sorry for the dropped call. I'm still working on getting that sick.
We were waiting on you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Does anybody have any questions? You all have a beautiful week, a beautiful day, and we'll hopefully speak to you later this evening.
Okay, thank you. You have a beautiful day also.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.